the next panel, if I could get Rob Pincus and Jim Irvine up here. The elephant in the room. Rob Pincus will have 7 minutes and...
You got it set.
I know. And Jim's a pilot, so he knows exactly about running on time. Gentlemen.
Thank you. All right, the timer is set. Good morning. Rob Pincus, Executive Vice President of the Second Amendment Organization. I sit on the board of Walk the Talk America, working on mental health awareness inside of the gun community, and I wear a lot of hats. I run a personal defense network, IC training company. This morning, we're talking about the elephant in the room. And as many of you know, there's been a lot of conversation, especially since April, about the issues facing the gun community because of the issues facing the National Rifle Association. But the fact is, we are the gun lobby. Everyone in this room, everyone watching at home, we are the gun lobby. We are the votes. We are the donors. We are the activists. We are the advocates. It is incredibly important to understand how powerful the individual American gun owner is. Everyone in this room, including the people affiliated very closely with the NRA, including the people like me who want a strong NRA to represent the loudest voice in American gun ownership, 5 million members, realize that that voice is incredibly important. But that voice is our voice. The voice of the Second Amendment Foundation is our voice. The voice of Gun Rights Policy Conference is certainly our voice inside of this room, but it's the voice of 100 million American gun owners. I've heard it up to 120 million American gun owners. We know the numbers. 47% of Americans have lived in a household with guns. There are hundreds of millions of firearms inside of the United States of America that are used responsibly every day. People who remember my speech from last year know that I am a big fan of pushing the responsibility side of our rights. Rights come with responsibilities. One of the responsibilities we have is to own our role as the American gun lobby. And that means keeping our house in order as much as it means fighting against those who would take our house away. Take away the house of the Second Amendment. Take away the right that protects all of our other freedoms. Break down the organizations inside of our community that lead that fight. And there is no doubt that there is an agenda from outside of the gun community to break down events like this, to break down all of the membership organizations, to break down all of the representation that we have. But the fact is they can't break down 100 million American gun owners. They can't break down Americans. We are the gun lobby. Say it. We are the gun lobby. We are the gun lobby. All day long. You are the gun lobby. I am the gun lobby. All of the organizations are incredibly important. If anything has come from the crisis inside of the community over the last few months, it's a reminder that there's more than one organization out there. There's more than just 5 million NRA members out there. Just in this room alone, I mentioned Walk the Talk America, Second Amendment Organization, Firearms Coalition, obviously Second Amendment Foundation. I've got a list here, but Illinois State Rifle Association. I just spent a week up in Massachusetts with Gun Owners Action League, Black Guns Matter, Armed Equality, Pink Pistols. You all know the organizations. Raise your hand if you're a member of an organization other than the largest organization in the country. Okay? Right? And I know everybody watching this and people who are watching this video can think of 10 organizations off the top of our head we can all name that represent American gun owners in one way or another. Citizens for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Jews for the Preservation of Gun Ownership. Some of these organizations have existed for decades and done great work. And they're going to continue to exist for decades and continue to do great work because we are the American gun lobby. This is not one organization. It's certainly not one guy. It's certainly not a small group of people controlling a lot of funds and resources. But we need to hold ourselves accountable to being the gun lobby. We need to hold those who will represent us accountable for being the gun lobby. And that means 100 million Americans. Now, a lot of people call for unity. A lot of people call for a unified voice. And I get that. And that's important. But what's important is that we get down to the root fundamental of 100 million American gun owners. The unity should come from the Second Amendment. The unity should come from our Constitution. The unity should come from our ideals as Americans. The human right for self-defense. the recognition of that right as an individual right in the United States that is often exercised by the right to keep and bear arms, through the right to keep and bear arms. Those positive defensive gun uses that we do read about from time to time, mostly inside of our own circle, but we know that they happen. We know that they happen a lot more than they're reported. Because the mere existence of the Second Amendment protects Americans from enemies foreign and domestic. The mere existence of firearms inside of our homes keeps people from trying to break into our homes and hurt us. The mere existence of a firearm in a holster when we're out in the public space keeps people from hurting us. Because we are the American gun lobby. And the American gun lobby is incredibly important. And the president realizes that. Legislators realize that, regardless of what side of the aisle they're on. This is a huge voting bloc that is represented by 100 million plus Americans. It is not represented by one organization. It is not represented by any one person. And we all need to own that. There are opportunities like Gun Rights Policy Conference. If you're watching this at home or if you're watching this video later, you're watching any of the videos from any of the leadership, the 1,000-plus people that are here at the Gun Rights Policy Conference 2019, share it. You just became a gun rights advocate. Share the articles. Share the videos. Share the streams. Attend the events. Support your state organizations. Support the organization that appeals to your lifestyle. Support the organization that appeals to your verbiage, to your message, because there's a lot of them out there. And that unity that people call for, I think, is best done through coalition, through collaboration, through cooperation, not by falling in line, not by twisting the statistics, not by saying, well, that's just an attack, that's not real, not by denying, as I've mentioned many times in the past, the potential negative outcomes from firearms ownership that should be driving our responsibility, should be driving our training, our education, our proper storage, our safety, our responsibility, our advocacy for people learning about firearms, our advocacy for people understanding the gun culture, understanding the responsibility that comes with firearms ownership that is demonstrated by 100 million plus American gun owners, the American gun lobby, every single day. It's incredibly important that we look at unity as coalition. And that means holding each other accountable. It means holding our organizations accountable. It means holding our leadership accountable. And I appreciate the time to talk about this morning. I appreciate the opportunity to introduce Jim Irvine because he represents one of those state organizations from a state that I've lived in, spent a lot of time in Ohio. And he is a perfect example of leadership through FASTER, through the Buckeye Firearms Association. Thank you very much this morning. Thank you, Julianne. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Gun Rights Policy Conference. And thank you, 100 million American gun owners.
Good morning. We face next year a battle that we have never faced before, an enemy stronger than we've ever had to face, and more important victories that we're going to have to attain. I know there's folks that are worried about the NRA, our strongest voice, most powerful lobbying entity in the country for years. There are folks that will tell you the NRA is in awesome shape and it will be there for us next year. And I hope so. But hope is not a plan. We need to prepare and be better and stronger, even if they are not able to step up to the plate in the way they have in years past. And so that sounds daunting at first, but when you look at it, I think really we're okay. Because there's only two ways this can go. Either we're all hypocrites or we're in good shape. Because every one of us has had a bumper sticker or a button or worn a shirt that says, I am the NRA. I'm the NRA. It's a lot more than one man. It's more than a building in Fairfax. It's an idea that I will train and I will defend myself and my life and my families and my friends and my neighbors and even a complete stranger in his moment of need. That is who we're about. So we get there by Buckeye Firearms Association owning Ohio. We need to step up to the plate as an organization. No entity is going to replace the NRA. But we can step up in Ohio and we can own Ohio. We can start building an army right now. We can work with gun stores and gun show promoters and build an army of registered voters through targeted registration. We can build that army that we can put into play next year for the elections to win this stuff. And we as individuals can do the same thing. For other groups, Buckeye is going to own Ohio, but Arizona's Citizens Defense League is going to own Arizona. Florida Carry is going to own Florida. Cal Guns is going to own California. Illinois Rifle Association is going to own that. Think how much harder it is for our enemy who wants to target one organization and take us down. Think how much stronger we become when we are 50 to hundreds of grassroots organizations across this country, all pulling together, all working together for a common cause. We become not weaker. We become many times stronger. And that is what we need to do. So we train at the range to defend our life. But more important than that, we are here today to train our minds, not just to defend our life, but to defend our way of life. Because that is what's at stake in the next 14 months for us, is our way of life in the United States. If you lose a gunfight, you may never get another chance to come back and win. And if we lose next year's elections, we may never get another chance to save our country for our kids and grandkids. It is that important. Failure is not an option. So thank you for gathering here today. Because today, SAF and the panel of speakers that we're going to hear are going to help us prepare for battle. They're going to give us the ideas and the tools that we need to leave here and go home, strengthen our organizations, strengthen ourselves as individuals, work together to recruit new members. And a year from now, I look forward to seeing you with an army strong to carry us to an awesome victory next November. Thank you very much.